News Talk 1620 WTAW. Jimmy Morgan here from the Department of Public Safety, and all sorts of fun things to go over today.
Yes, sir. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
In fact, let me just start off with something not on the agenda. I think Labor Day has passed by since we last visited.
Correct.
I'm just wondering how traffic
We actually did pretty good over that holiday period. All the counties around here did pretty good that weekend, and so we're glad for that.
Any marked increase in trouble with the first big A&M home football game? I'm just kind of thinking towards the LSU game.
I hadn't heard any stories other than there's a lot of people here. No, it went well.
Yep. Well, there's some topics that you've been investigating for us, and the first one deals with concealed handgun licenses and maybe even above and beyond that. Can those with CHLs in Texas carry them in other states?
Yeah, I often get questions on, hey, Jim, when do you think I need to have a CHL license, or can I just go out to the, I have a place out in the country, I want to go hunting, do I need a CHL to carry my handgun out to my property? And the answer is no. They changed that up a couple of sessions ago, some of the wording of the concealed handgun, and basically visiting with most attorneys, including the one here in Brazos County, it's our consensus is that if you, first of all, you can go down the road and conceal your weapon, as long as it's concealed, that's number one, it has to be concealed. If you get stopped, other than the Class C violation, say you're speeding, and you say, officer, I know I got pulled over speeding, but I have my handgun underneath the seat because I'm going out to my ranch and whatever. There's no problem there. He's just going to talk to you about the speeding. You should be good to go. The problem arises to me is when you make the decision you want to carry a weapon on your person or you want to travel outside this state. That's the big two things, I think, why you probably need concealed handguns. And so what I want to do today is kind of walk you through a little bit, and anybody listening that's sitting by a computer, they can follow along with us. But if you go to the DPS website, you should be able to go to laws and regulation and click on that, and somewhere in there should be something saying reciprocity agreements, and the states, all the states are blue. So what a person may want to ask themselves, now I'm in Texas, but I want to go say to Kansas, that's where you go all the time, correct? So you want to walk yourself not only to the state that you're going, but you're going to have to figure out, all right, what other states am I having to go through to get to that state, and what do them other states say? So you want to start out with Oklahoma?
Well, I've already got Kansas pointed up, and it's a very lengthy explanation. I'm going to go to the last sentence in that. Under Kansas, it says, please note, non-residents Texas concealed handgun licensees will not be allowed to carry in Kansas.
Basically, it's what it's saying there. You have to be a resident of this state with a concealed handgun license to go there. And Oklahoma should say reciprocity, if you just lay on that. So what the deal is, whatever the state you're going through or where you're going, if you just lay the cursor on that state, it'll tell you whether we have an agreement with that state or not. And I think that's pretty neat. I think our department did a good job with that. So take advantage of that if you're one of them people that travel outside the state with a concealed handgun and with the license, of course.
Visiting with Jimmy Morgan of the Department of Public Safety, let's visit a little bit about price gouging.
Well, this come up when we have hurricanes. Usually it's a natural disaster time of year. You see some people take advantage of other people during a crisis. That happened twice over in Mississippi, I believe. Two people got arrested, gas station type deal, I guess. They went up on the prices too extreme. Usually, talking to the Attorney General's office, they told me usually it's got to be a state of emergency, but it doesn't keep the regular person on day in, day out. If you think somebody's price gouging, they have a website also that you can go to and file a complaint and stuff. A lot of their attorneys work with the big corporations day in, day out, so they can pass on complaints and stuff like that to them corporations. And if you're not the only one, say a number of people have the same complaint, then they'll look into it. It may not constitute price gouging, but it doesn't hurt them saying, hey, you've got some problems over here. You've got a lot of people complaining about what you're doing.
It gets that company on the radar.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. So just want to point that out. That would be the Attorney General's office if you want online, want to invoice your complaint.
Okay, quickly, two more things. One dealing with last week, there were a couple of fatalities involving motorcycles next door in Burleson County.
Yes, sir. The two motorcycle fatalities were in Burleson County. They were not wearing the helmets on both of the crashes that we had. I want to go over some of the stats real quick, if I may, that we had in 2000. From 2000 to 2011, we went from annually 196 to 479 motorcyclists killed every year in this state. So that's really increased, and that's 16% of all our traffic deaths that we have in this state. So that's going to be on the increase. They say 37% of the fatalities, if you can wear the helmet, it would increase your survival rate by 37% and 41% of your passengers. So I just want to encourage people, do not ride in blind spots. Try to wear a helmet and be visible out there. So,
got another minute left, and one more thing to bring up, and that's about medical cards for all truckers. We've got a deadline coming up.
Yes, sir. January of 2014, what the feds are wanting the states to do is require all truck drivers, whether they're intrastate or interstate, to have a medical card on their person. So if you do go get a driver license here at your driver license, they're working on that, giving you the paperwork to get that established.
All right, very good. And hopefully everybody will remain safe out there.
That's correct.
Got that off and on rain, so make sure you have the wipers
going.
And
a little fog this morning, too.
Was there?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, in Monmouth County. I don't know about
and with the precipitation, fog's probably a possibility for the next few
months. Just remember, on limitation, 1,000 feet or less, you're required to have your headlights on.
And just always a good idea, I think, anytime.
Be visible.
You bet. Thanks, Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
Jimmy Morgan, Department of Public Safety, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.